I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. You may have seen photos and heard stories of refugees who are dying in dangerous sea crossings, but another route is proving just as treacherous. Today we've got ministries sharing hope stories and how they're impacting the lives of the most vulnerable, from refugees to orphans. Stick around to find your place in the story, and we'll start it in the Middle East. If you thought the worst was over in Syria, think again. New bombs are being dropped, and the rebels now have an underground tunnel network that they're using for attacks inside the country. And the Syrians? Well, many are escaping in a fresh wave over the mountains into Lebanon. Others are dying in their attempt to flee. Triumphant Mercy's Nuna says she just discovered new refugee camps a couple weeks ago.
I can't imagine the desperation of people to just take their little children, go over the mountain when it's freezing cold, and die of cold. Nobody shot them. They just died of cold.
The refugees who survived the cold need food, clothes, and shelter. And that need is coming at a time when many programs have begun to wind down. But Nuna says hope is in the future.
So we can bring hope with nothing. Even if we don't bring anything physical, we can with our words, with our prayer. And I tell them, just me being there with you shows you that God cares.
They're scrambling to meet the needs, and they're asking if you would prayerfully consider helping out. Start by praying for guidance, for the believers working in the field, and then for the refugees. We've got more on the situation in Syria and ways you can help at missionnews.org. Next, one goal of the Arab Baptist Theological Seminary is to see Arab people and communities restored through Christ. But peace building is challenging. So ABTS has designed several initiatives to bring Christians and Muslims into dialogue for the good of their common communities. Martin Assad, the chief academic officer at ABTS and the director of the Institute of Middle East Studies, is asking for prayer for these initiatives.
We need to be courageous. So I would ask the church globally to pray that as a church in this region, we would come out of the mentality of being a minority that has no power, that has no influence, cannot have any influence in this part of the world. No, that is not the church that was born by the power of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost.
You're listening to Mission Network News. The Program for Theological Education by Extension, or PTEE, is providing seminary courses for Arabic speakers worldwide. PTEE's Kristen Kuhlman shares,
"We are a self-study program. Each course has a self-study book that each course, on average, it takes about 3 years to develop a class. So the theologians here at the Ministry Center spend years developing these courses. And then those materials are what are sent to the students."
PTEE wants to provide top-notch courses so that students can minister to their own churches. But for many, finances are tight.
Over 30% of Egyptians are living below the poverty line. Most of the students there are just trying to get enough money to put food on the table to support their families.
Through donor support, PTEE provides 12-week seminary courses to students for about 10 bucks, depending on the country. Get the details at missionnews.org. And finally, to share hope with children in need in Russia this Easter, SOAR International is hoping to get at least 2,500 Baskets of Hope sponsored this year. Now, unlike your typical Easter basket, these gifts include necessities like hygiene items, a Bible, and a letter from the sponsor. Easter celebrated April 8th in Russia, and Joanna Mangione of SOAR says they'll join their local church partners for the distribution to a number of orphanages. You can help sponsor a basket, a Bible, or both. We've shared the details and the full story at missionnews.org. Either way, would you pray for the children, the orphanage directors, and the distribution teams?
Our prayer is that this would be more than just some gifts to make them happy, that they would really take to heart the story of the gospel on the backside of their letter, that when they hear the puppet show, that when they interact with us, that they're going to see more than just a good time, that they are going to see this and feel the love of God.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Open Doors USA is offering a free ebook called Why Do You Persecute Me? And it highlights the stories of 8 Christians who share valuable real-life lessons along with stories of strength, faith, and hope. Get your copy when you click on the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.